Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In a half hour, President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. It comes after earlier today announcing that Israel and Hamas have reached a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
Audie Alexander's son, Adon, will be among those soon to be released hostages. He credits President-elect Donald Trump.
Trump effect was an effect, and the using the deadline of January 20th actually helped to everybody.
Women's basketball.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Biden has announced a deal to pause the fighting in Gaza.
It's a three-phase deal based on the ceasefire agreement the president introduced last spring.
I'm deeply satisfied. This day has come, finally come.
During phase one,
fighting in Gaza will stop.
Then comes the first release of hostages,
including women and elderly and the wounded.
Phases two and three will include a permanent end to the war, release of all living hostages, and the release of remains. Most of the deal will be implemented during the next administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, went before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. She was asked about Trump's promise to pardon people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, 4 years ago.
If confirmed, and if asked to advise the president, I will look at each and every file. But let me be very clear in speaking to you. I condemn any violence on a law enforcement officer in this country.
Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio's hearing was interrupted by hecklers.
Las sanciones de Marco Rubio están
pause.
Matando a niños en Nicaragua, Cuba, y Venezuela.
Back to order.
I get bilingual protesters, which I think is an inch too cool.
A lot of the hearing focused on the U.S.'s relations with China, which Rubio called the most potent and dangerous near-peer adversary this nation has ever confronted. The search is on for a cop killer in Houston. Mayor John Whitmire says Brazoria County Sheriff's Deputy Jesus Jesse Vargo was shot in the head while serving a warrant to a repeat offender.
This afternoon, we lost a local hero.
The suspect ran from the scene. Women's college basketball teams that make it to March Madness will finally be paid, like the men's teams have for years. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has details.
Starting this March, women's basketball teams will get something called performance units. A women's basketball team that reaches the Final Four could bring its conference roughly $1.25 million over the next 3 years in financial performance rewards. In the first year, $15 million will be rewarded to teams out of the fund, and that'll grow to $25 million by 2028.
Last year's women's championship game drew more TV viewers than the men's. The FDA is banning the use of red dye 3 in food and medications. Dr. Peter Lurie runs the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
Over three decades ago, a series of industry-conducted studies in rats clearly showed that this chemical, red 3, was associated with thyroid cancers.
Red dye 3 is found in everything from candy to ice cream to nacho chips. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. In a half hour, President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. It comes after earlier today announcing that Israel and Hamas have reached a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
Audie Alexander's son, Adon, will be among those soon to be released hostages. He credits President-elect Donald Trump.
Trump effect was an effect, and the using the deadline of January 20th actually helped to everybody.
Women's basketball teams will be paid for playing games in the NCAA tournament each March, just like the men have for years. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz with more on the newly approved plan.
A women's basketball team that reaches the Final Four could bring its conference roughly $1.25 million over the next 3 years in financial performance rewards. In the first year, $15 million will be rewarded to teams out of the fund, and that'll grow to $25 million by 2028.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A patch or two of freezing drizzle or flurries possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and rising temps through the 20s. Warmer tomorrow, more clouds, a high in the low 30s. Upper 30s Friday. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll catch up with Melissa Kay from WFHR about Central Wisconsin news, and we'll talk to new state senator Jody Habish-Sinikin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. The Wisconsin men's hockey team back in action this weekend at the Kohl Center against Long Island University. That after a week off, which followed a special week in which the Badgers went head-to-head with a top-ranked team in the country, the Michigan State Spartans. The Badgers had a two-goal lead in East Lansing on Thursday, January 2nd. The Spartans rallied and won 4-3, and then a special occasion at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the frozen confines. On Saturday, January 4th, Badgers rallied from a 2-0 deficit, then forced overtime with a beautiful play from Quinn Finley to Rylan Mosley. And then the Spartans win it with about 2 seconds left in regulation. So Wisconsin's 9-12-1, but with the results it's had and results elsewhere, the Badgers are currently tied for 19th in the pairwise rankings, which mimic the formula the NCAA uses to determine its 16-team tournament field. So with 12 games left to play, there's a ton to play for, including this weekend against Long Island, and head coach Mike Hastings now joins us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Lots happened since we last did a radio show about a month ago or so, but just having a week off and getting ready for the stretch drive. You've gone through this before. Let's get everybody healthy, on the same page, and let's see what we can accomplish here over the next 12 games, right?
Yeah, and the group's done a good job managing. We, coming back a little bit of a split second half already, right? We come back on Christmas, we're in a mode of a couple of practices and then back-to-back games against two different opponents, which mirror a little bit of the NCAA regional. So get off to a real good start, play very well against Ferris. I thought we played a good game against UConn. UConn's obviously playing really good hockey right now. I think they're 11 maybe in the pairwise right now.
Right there.
Playing very good hockey. And so we get off to a good start. And then it's a short week for us. That was a Saturday, Sunday. We get Monday off, Tuesday, Wednesday, travel Wednesday, play Thursday, travel Thursday night, Friday, then play Saturday in the outdoor game. And as you mentioned earlier, played a good road game and put yourself in a good position against a really good hockey team. And then they flexed their muscles a little bit, and we wilted a bit, and they found a way to get it back to even and scored one late. So we didn't find a way to get that one done. And then you turn the page and we go to the outdoor game and the script gets flipped a little bit where they end up getting a two-goal lead. We fight back, score an extra attacker goal to tie it at 3, and then, they found a way to get it done in overtime. And so for us, bit of two tails, came back, played very well to get us off to a good start in the second half, and then just not good enough over those two games to find a way to beat Michigan State. And so you come out of it, 2-1-1, or when you had an opportunity to be 4-0. So a little peak and valley for us. We get to break. We've got some guys that are going through the crud as far as what's out there, as I'm sure a lot of people out there listening right now have either had it in their house or their place of work. And so that was our first management piece, and now we're back to work this week.
Yeah. As far as Michigan State, just one more question about them. You mentioned that, a little more muscle or strength or whatever. Is that the determining factor between your team and theirs? Maybe they just have a little bit more grit, or what is it?
Well, I'm going to say this. You look at we beat them 4-0 in our building.
Yeah.
The next night, couldn't find a way to win that battle as far as I think we had for 4 points. They had 2. So we've played them very close. And so to me, it's both teams play a heavy game. The difference I thought in the games was they found a way to make another offensive play. So the idea of being heavy, are they heavy and hard? Yep, yeah. I think we are too. The idea of finding a way to push one over the goal line, they have found a way in their DNA to have a confidence at that time that we're still in chase of, still in pursuit of, and that's the next step for us.
Right. And, I mean, the last nine games the Badgers have lost have been determined by a grand total of nine goals, nine straight losses by one goal. I mean, that's, you just don't hear that. Six overtime losses. I mean, at some point you think that that would turn in your favor. It has a couple of times, but not every single time. And you, sometimes you need a bounce too.
You know, I've always subscribed to the book of luck favors those best prepared. A bounce here and there. I've been around long enough to know that that can happen. But mm-hmm. for us, the anomaly, the tough part, I think, is the six overtimes. It's 3-on-3 hockey. It's not 5-on-5. Thank goodness at the end of the year, that's not something that determines games. But right. It is, we knew before the season started, that's part of what we have to go through, right? And so we have gone through some scarring here that I'm hoping continues to prepare us for what's in front of us. We're going to play a lot of close hockey games. We haven't, you know, we've had a few in the second half of the first half, right. And even the start with Fair State, where, you know, we put up a crooked number, which is fantastic. It's helped our confidence, the second level scoring, which we need to be successful. But we're in a lot of close hockey games, so we've still got to figure out the overtime piece. But I do like the direction that we're going in, because I think we can play with anybody in the country. We've shown that, and so we've just got to do it on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I was talking to Joe Palatichuk earlier today. He said that he thinks that Wisconsin is the best under 500 college hockey team in history.
I like Joe's analogy. Now we've just got to go out and prove that we can be one of the better teams that gets above 500 and continue on our march as we get to playoffs.
Yeah. Mike, you mentioned the Quick Trip Holiday face-off beating Ferris State and then UConn in a wildly entertaining game in which Cody Laskowski was awarded a goal because of an empty net situation. And I'm going to say now publicly for the first time that I totally botched the call, because I didn't think Cody had a clear lane to the net, and the referee, Tony Check, points at the net, and I could not believe it. I've seen other times where there was a clear path to the net, and it wasn't called. Wisconsin will gladly take it, for sure. But that was a fun tournament. And then the Gazelle Group, which runs the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, announced that next year's tournament field will include Lake Superior State, Western Michigan, and Boston College. Boston College right now is ranked second in the country, Western Michigan fourth in the country. That's quite a tournament field there.
Yeah, it will be. And then, you know what, I want to go back and just turn the page behind one sheet here. What a great tournament that they do such a good job of how they manage that. And it's hard to manage at that time of the year. And so with the field that we have there next year, I think it's something that not only all four teams are going to be excited participating, but we should have, I think, a lot of people excited about coming and seeing those games, because I don't see Western going anywhere. I've coached against Lake State for a long time. He's an old Michigan State guy that gets his guys prepared. And Boston College goes without saying. So it should be an outstanding tournament.
Yep. Again, that'll be December 28th and 29th of 2025, although the Gazelle Group would actually like to move off of Sundays and maybe make it a Monday-Tuesday event rather than going head-to-head with the Green Bay Packers. Also, Mike Hastings with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I wanted to bring up a few of your young men who've been outstanding so far, and Quinn Finley and Gavin Morrissey and Rylan Mosley. Up until last week or this past weekend, Quinn was the top-scoring forward, top-scoring player in college hockey, 16 goals, 29 points in 22 games. Gavin's having a great freshman season, the leading point getter among rookies in NCAA hockey, and Rylan Mosley just keeps doing what he's done in his time at Michigan Tech, 11 goals, 22 points, top 10 in goal scoring. They each do things differently, but boy, they work so well together, and they're fun to watch. For fans that haven't been out to the Kohl Center yet, come on out and check out those three specifically.
They've been one of the most productive lines in college hockey from the drop of the puck this season. And when you ask about what they bring, I think if you're looking for a formula, a recipe for an outstanding line, you start with a few different things. You need somebody to finish. Well, You've got Quinn Finley leading the country in goals, and I think Mosley's in the top six,
yeah.
Right? So there, you've got a ding and a dong as far as the guys that can finish. Gavin's got seven, you know? And so then you start looking at it and you say, okay, can you play with pace? And you've got Quinn Finley, who I think is one of the more elite skaters in the country, jumps out of his skates. Gavin's a pace guy. Ryland's the guy that has to continue to stay up with that. Well, then you put in a line and you say, okay, if I'm going to go shut that line down, we're going to go beat it up a little bit. We're going to be heavy against it. Well, there you've got Ryland Mosley. Ryland Mosley, I think, is going to transfer to the pro game very well. He's a guy that's going to be able to play 82 games because he can play the game anywhere you want it. You've also got some courage in Quinn Finley that you don't make him go away just by putting some bodies on him. And after you have those finishers, if you can have something that stirs that drink a little bit, you got to have a distributor. And Gavin Morrissey's a distributor, and he can, as a left-handed center, a lot of times you've got a right wing that's going to primarily see that puck. Well, you look at it with him, he can play both sides. He can play in his forehand and his backhand. He distributes both ways. That's a makeup of a line that can play with pace. Gavin's the type of guy that all three guys have to have hockey sense, mm-hmm. because you've got to be able to see it. Anticipation skills to be able to get to areas where you think the puck's going to be, and then some finishers. And you look at all three of those guys, they can play with pace, they've got hockey IQ, and they all bring something a little bit different to that line, and that's why it's been so effective, along with the mentality of they're not satisfied. If they have a good Friday night, they want to have a good Saturday. They're chasing that right now. Hopefully there's somebody that can continue to do what they've done over the first half, start of the second half for us throughout the remainder of the season.
And for Morrissey to do it as a freshman, I mean, and you've said this a number of times on this show and elsewhere, guys want to play with him because he's so good. He sees the ice so well. He distributes so well. He's unselfish, right? He'll back check for you. He'll do whatever you ask him to do.
You look at it, he'll do the ugly stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and again, if you've got a quote-unquote a pretty hockey player that likes to get up and down, and you go get it for me, you pass it to me, I'll shoot it, and then you go get it again. They have it. I'm not going to block it. You block it. You find a way to get it to me so I can get us out of the zone. One thing that you have with that group is they're selfless players. And Gavin Morrissey, I think, is special that way. He's a guy that, you know, the other two are on a power play and they're on our top three. And Gavin Morrissey's on our power play. He's in our top three. He's one of the first guys that goes over the boards to kill penalties.
Yep.
He's a guy that drives us with the minutes played and plays in every single situation. So special line, special player, playing with a couple other special players, and that makes for a really good line.
Yep, a lot of fun to watch. Wisconsin home to play Long Island this weekend. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Jerry?
Ah, yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
And
an elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
The Wisconsin women's hockey team still ranked number one in the country on the road this weekend to play St. Thomas. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up here in just a bit, as well as Wisconsin freshman defenseman Logan Hensler, who a couple of weeks ago helped the United States win the World Junior Championship in Ottawa with a thrilling overtime win over Finland. Mike Hastings with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I know you watch the games. I watch the games. I was always looking for Logan and hoping that he would do something good. He was solid out there, and when you're at that level, you better be solid. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there, right? But, the U.S. made it interesting in the gold medal game, but then pull it out and rally and win overtime. That was a lot of fun to watch. So you win a gold medal. That's back-to-back for the United States. Never had happened before. So you tip your cap to David Carl and Steve Miller and Brett Larson and David Lassonde and on and on and on. That's quite an accomplishment.
It is. You know, it's when you start writing history instead of following it, I think that's very special. Another guy, and just to dovetail off on what you said, Garrett Reboyne's on that staff. You know, the John Van Beesbrook and the expectation level for USA Hockey at the World Juniors is to win gold. When that expectation is on you, it's something to do it once. It's another thing to put a calendar year in and go do it again. So I think they're really special.
Canada too.
Which they enjoyed.
Yes. Yes.
And so do us Americans. You look at, you know, when we talk about our family, the Badger family and guys that have been there and gone through it before, and Mike Eaves helping USA Hockey win their first one.
Yep.
And all the players that have gone through, and then for us to be fortunate to have two players on our roster right now with Quinn Finley, who won a year ago, and now Logan Hensler, those are lifetime memories. And I think it says a lot about those two young men, as well as Wisconsin hockey, that we've got players of that caliber that are not only competing, but being as successful as they have been over the last 2 years.
And I'd love for Logan to stay here for 4 years, but he's a potential first-round draft pick, and his stock goes up by playing in something like that and playing as well as he did, right?
Perfect way to say it.
Yeah.
And you know what teams want at the next level is, yes, they want people that can come in and fill a certain role, but they're in pursuit of trying to win a Stanley Cup. So right. If you can be and have a resume of someone that is a winner, that it seems like any team that they're on, they find a way to overachieve. And if you can be standing there at the end, it gives you an opportunity like Logan's going to have, like Finn's going to have, like hopefully a lot of our guys are in their journey at here at trying to hang a banner and win a national championship at the University of Wisconsin. It'll help prepare them for the road that they're going to be on as they get done with their career here.
Sure. For much of Logan's freshman season, he's been paired with senior Daniel Lotch. Unfortunately, Daniel's season has come to an end. A young man that's played 125 games for the Wisconsin Badgers. I know you can't talk specifics about the injury that he suffered and what's transpired since, but you know, he gave a lot to this program, and we'll miss him. And you know, just talking with Joe Palatichuk and Logan Hensler, they learned Jack Horbach, what they learned from him, playing with him, what they appreciated and still do about him. It's a tough decision for him to make. It was a tough one for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, he we talk to our guys on a daily basis of trying to really control what you get to control. Yeah. And that's your dailies, you know, and he had a decision to make and he made it. And when, you know, a guy does that, you have to step back and understand that he's making a decision that is best for him. And we understand that. And, you know, once a Badger, always a Badger. There's a lot of people that have left here and left their mark on this program. And if you look at really Dan's history and what he's done up until this point, it's something that I think he's very proud of. You know, the two goals that he scored this year were game winners.
In overtime.
You know,
yes,
in overtime, right? And and as a guy that, as you saw this season continue to go on, was somebody that we leaned on heavily. So there's some opportunity for some guys right now to pick up that ice time and those opportunities, and we need guys to do that.
And you're going to move Jack Warmock back to defense. You're going to take a look at him again this weekend. He can provide some things for you, right?
Yeah, he has. I think the best thing for Jack, what he has found up in this time, because he was forced into the opportunity that he was when we went through all the injuries that we had with our defensive core previously, and he did real well. And what I've been trying to preach to him is go out and play hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not try and break this down to should I be here, should I be there. Right. We'll give him direction on trying to help him feel more comfortable. But I think he's somebody that can get us out of our end in a hurry. He's a guy that can use his feet to break people down. He's a guy that can deceive a little bit with his stick. And he's got a crustiness to him. He's a tough kid. And I don't mean that personality wise,
because
I really like him, but he's got,
for sure.
He's a guy that can get under people's saddles a little bit because of the way that he plays and he competes. And so we're going to need him to fill that role for us here in the second half.
Yeah. He's the prototypical can't stand to play against him, but I'd like him on my team. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, I really enjoy seeing that kid come walking in a locker room or I walk in and he's in there because, energy, positive energy. He's a guy that cares a lot about his teammates and is very prideful when that jersey goes over his shoulders, whether it's in practice or in a game.
All right. Again, it's been a while since we had a chance to talk with Mike. We've discussed most of his recruiting class, for 2025-26, but there was an addition recently, Oliver Tulk. He's a 5'8 centerman who turns 20 in a couple of days. He's currently playing in the Western Hockey League for the Calgary Hitmen. He's fourth in the league in scoring, 22 goals, 64 points in 38 games. He had 40 goals and 80 points in 66 games last season. Major junior hockey, it's something that you have to dive into, and you've dove in head first, and you've pulled a couple of players out of some pretty good teams and pretty good leagues.
Yeah, you know what? Oliver's on a tear right now. The numbers that he's put up since November, you know, he's on a scoring streak, and it seems like whether it's power play, 5-on-5, 4-on-4, he's been a distributor, which in the past he's been a little bit more on the goal scoring side. When you said, you know, he scored 40 a year ago, Calgary is going to try and make a run at the Mem Cup, and he's a big part of it right now. He's in their leadership group, not just as far as his offensive production, but in that locker room. They happen to trade for our goaltender, and he's somebody that I think with Howe's going in there, and he has had a history of being successful.
Yep.
Calgary went after him, gave up a lot to get him. They're two young men that, yes, their path was in major junior. The one thing I really appreciate, they're both great students. They're guys that are going to come in here and fit in very well outside of the boards, and inside the boards they've been very accomplished, and we look what they can bring forward to our team a year from now while they're trying to chase a championship right now.
Yeah, the goalie Mike mentioned, Daniel Hauser, playing for Calgary now in the Western League, Blake Montgomery as well, Finn Brink, Grady Deering, Vasily Zelenoff, and Luke Osborne all coming in, John Stout as well, a defenseman too. So that's the recruiting class coming up. About a minute left to go. You've got six straight weekends of hockey, starting with non-conference. Long Island this weekend. They went to Notre Dame. Could have beaten them twice. They beat them once. They played Providence, a top 10 team, very well, among others. So this team will come in here. They work hard, and they can put the puck away, too.
And they play with an edge.
Yeah.
You better have your head up. They've got some defensemen that are big, mobile, and very effective at trying to separate people from the pocket. For us, we're pouring right back into what we did when we came back from break, and now we have a week off and we come back for break again. We're going to worry about ourselves. So we got to get off to a good start. We've got to start taking advantage of playing at the Kohl Center and find a way to stack some games together. And the only way you do that is have a really good week. The week's been good. So far, we need it to continue to progress, and then we need to come out and try and establish ourselves early on Friday, because I know LAU is going to try and do the same thing. So it's important for us, while we're staying in our own beds, to take advantage of that.
All right. Thanks for your time tonight. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure, that's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Long Island, Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6 at the Kohl Center, and here on the Badgers Sports Network. We'll hear from Badgers freshman defenseman Logan Hensler coming up, plus Mark Johnson as well. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Michigan State is once again number one in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. The Spartans are 18-2-2 overall, and they lead the Big Ten with 28 points, 1 point better than third-ranked Minnesota. Ohio State up to eighth in the national rankings. The Buckeyes in third place with 23. Wisconsin has 20 points, then Michigan with 18, Notre Dame 9, and Penn State 7. Michigan State has a home-and-home series with Michigan this weekend. The Gophers are home to play Notre Dame. Penn State has a non-conference series against Canisius. The Buckeyes are idle. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Wisconsin freshman Logan Hensler helped the United States win the World Junior Championship in Ottawa, and had a chance to talk with Logan Hensler after practice yesterday.
First off, congratulations. You won a gold medal with Team USA at the World Junior Championship. You put a lot of time and effort in your game, not only to be a Badger, but to play for USA Hockey. What was it like to, you know, when that horn goes off after you score the game-winning goal in overtime and you're a gold medalist?
I mean, it's special. I mean, it's something you dream of since you're a kid. You watch it always growing up, and making that team was special for me. I called my parents, and it was a very special moment for sure.
You're still a kid, though. You're 18 years old. I mean, you might get another crack at it, Logan.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully next year in the hometown, so that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. You played up in Canada, and there's a lot of pressure on Canada during the World Junior Championship or any international competition. What was the vibe like playing, because you're the enemy, when you're not playing Canada, the United States is the enemy. So what was that like?
Yeah, they're always cheering against you for sure. So you never really had a home game there, and you're always on the road, and it was kind of a cool environment to be in, especially that Canada game. It was pretty much a sea of red, so that was something I won't forget.
Yeah. So Logan, tell us about, you know, you were with several different D partners. Tell us about them and what you may have learned from those guys.
Yeah, I took a little bit from everyone. Played with Ralphie most of the tournament, and he was a very good defenseman with me. I thought we paired well, and we got the job done. So
yeah. A lot of fun. There were a lot of good defensemen on that club. When you look at Hudson, you look at Booyam and what have you, they all bring different skill sets. Did you learn anything in particular from them that you might be able to carry into your game today, tomorrow, and beyond?
Yeah, I think for my close buddy Hudson, just the way he can find open space, it's a gift he has, and something I can take from his game for sure and use in mine.
Sure. During the preliminary round, the only loss was to Finland, and lo and behold, you get another crack at him in the gold medal game. So when David Carl and the coaching staff sit you down prior to the game, what was the game plan going against a Finns team that you know is pretty darn good?
I think just keep it the same, and we've been there before. There's no need to be nervous about it, and just go play our game, and I think we executed very well, and we ended up with that win. So yeah. We got the last laugh.
Although it was 3-1 at one point, so there didn't seem to be any concern on the United States bench. Why were you so calm?
I mean, two shots, right? We had two periods left to kind of come back. We were kind of calm and collective, and I think that's what really helped us come back and get that victory at the end.
Yeah. So in overtime, I asked you this last week, Z Booyam's sweet sauce pass to Teddy Sega, who goes in for a breakaway and beats the goaltender and wins it in overtime. Did you have a pretty good view of the play?
Yeah, I saw Teddy kind of wind it up there and land it right in the stick, and I'm pretty happy for my buddy Teddy. We're really close, so we celebrated pretty well together. So
yeah, so okay, so he scores, you win, and the horn goes off, and then Freebird from Leonard Skinner plays. Do you remember at all the celebration immediately following the game-winning goal?
Yeah, I just remember going nuts. It was kind of a blur, but it was fun. You know, I got to see my dad after as well, so it was pretty special.
Yeah. Who's the first person you hugged on the ice? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that part, so that part was a blur. I think I was in the pile right away, so everyone, you could say.
Sure. I suppose when you win something like that, everybody that's on that squad, lifelong friends, right?
100%. That's a huge goal for us, and we'll have some buddies from this year and compete next year together, so that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Logan Hensler's with us after winning a gold medal with Team USA at the World Junior Championship. I know Quinn Finley won a gold last year. You're the 14th Wisconsin Badger to win a gold medal at the World Junior Championship. And it's the second year in a row that USA Hockey did this, and that had never happened before. So you're still young, but you have followed USA Hockey throughout your youth. This might be an all-time high for this organization. Would you agree?
100%. I mean, kind of that's what we work for. I mean, first it's the U18 Worlds, and then after that, this is the big tournament we work for, and it's pretty special making that team, and it's always an honor throwing that USA jersey on.
And you'll get to do it again hopefully someday soon, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So then after you win the championship, I understand that, you know, the team goes out and celebrates a little bit. And was it Matthew Tkachuk that put down the, was able, well, how about this? He, he made sure that you enjoyed yourself after winning the gold medal. What was that experience like?
It was cool. They came in the locker room after and kind of just were fired up with us and pretty special. And I was up all night, so that's all I remember. So.
And then you woke up. Did you come right back to Madison the next day?
Yeah, we bust out at 5 a.m. and then basically all day travel. They didn't get back to Madison until like 9:30. Got delayed in Detroit. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then you came right to the rink like a couple hours later, too, because I'm sure you wanted to see the guys, right?
Pretty much, yeah. One day off, and I was right back at it. So
oftentimes, players have come back from World Juniors, and it's taken them a while to get back into the swing of things. Or, you know, there's so much energy you exude when you're trying to win a gold medal. How do you feel right now physically and even mentally?
Yeah, I took those much-needed off days I took, and right now I feel good. Did some recovery, worked at the roads, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and this is a big stretch coming up now for the Badgers, 12 straight games. You're moving up in the pairwise for the national tournament, which is great to see. So what do you hope to accomplish here in the next 12 games before the playoffs begin?
Yeah, I think our team's on a very good upswing right now. I think we're winning games, and I think we got a lot of confidence going into this 12-game series and hopefully win these and kind of get higher in the pairwise. That's the end goal, right?
Yeah, for sure, and then see what happens after that. Hey, again, congratulations. A lot of fun watching you play.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Wisconsin freshman defenseman Logan Hensler, who mentioned Colin Ralph, his D partner with the World Junior Championship team. Ralph plays at St. Cloud State. Logan also mentioned Quinn Hudson, the standout from BU. It'll be good to see Logan Hensler back on the ice this weekend when Wisconsin plays host to Long Island. The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is on the road this weekend. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Well,
Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team is 22-1-1 in first place in the WCHA, coming off a sweep at home against Minnesota State this past weekend, winning 6-2 on Saturday and then 3-1 on Sunday. On Saturday, Kelly Gorbatenko scored a couple of goals. Casey O'Brien with career assist number 150, and Mark Johnson earned his 650th win as the Badgers head coach. And then on Sunday, Cassie Hall scored in the first period. Wisconsin's up 1-0. It remained that way after two, and then Lacey Eden scored. Casey O'Brien from Eden on a beautiful power play goal, and the Badgers knocked off the Mavericks again 3-1. So a 10-game unbeaten streak for Mark Johnson's club, and a trip to St. Paul to take on St. Thomas Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at 3 o'clock. And Mark Johnson now joins us on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. You know, since we last spoke, you've played four games, the two against Minnesota State and then two against Ohio State as well. But I wanted to start with the first game you played since we last spoke, and that was a 6-0 win over the Buckeyes at LeBron Arena on January 2nd. That may have been the most complete game you played all year.
It was really good. I mean, obviously a worthy opponent in Ohio State. And so it's, you know, what are we going to be able to do? So I give the players a lot of credit coming off break. You know, they came back in good shape. We had four or five really good practices. And then we went on the ice with energy. And I think everybody was excited to be back home. We had a big crowd. You could feel the energy. And then, you know, we scored the second shift of the game, which got the crowd involved really early. And then, you know, we were opportunistic, and so we had a bunch of quality chances, and, you know, we were able to get up 2-3-4-0 and, you know, play a really good defensive game and get ourselves ready to go down to Wrigley, and made the trip down there on Friday a lot more enjoyable, because I'm sure Ohio State was a little disappointed in their effort and the results of the game. And so that Friday, when you're spending all day thinking about the game against Wrigley, in the back of the coach's mind, they're thinking about the results. On one side, you know, we win 6-0. On their side, they lose 6-0. So, but that's part of what we do, and we set ourselves up to have a really good experience down at Wrigley.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. You know, the men were down there to play Michigan State, too. You know, let your players kind of get the feel of one of the most iconic stadiums in all the world, right?
Yeah, and I think for me, and you know, as I told the players, obviously, you know, you want to win the game and you want to play well, but more importantly, they needed to enjoy themselves because it was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And the coaches, we have to do the same thing, so you know, we got off the bus, we went into Wrigley, went through the gates and went on to the, you know, the baseball field at about 2 p.m. And it was beautiful, blue sky, sunny. I mean, it was like, you got to take it in, walking down into the visiting team's dugout, looking at the batting cages. It just was surreal. And so from my standpoint, I told our coaches too, we got to enjoy this. The game's going to be the game. It's going to dictate it. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But more importantly, you know, a year from now, we can look back and say, wow, that was really nice. Our jerseys look great. Oh. I thought the coach's attire we had looked outstanding. We got a lot of compliments from the people that were watching on the Big Ten. So, you know, you just reach out and, you know, you thank the NHL, you thank the Chicago Cubs, you thank the Big Ten people, Adam Augustine, who used to work here and help our organization out. It's been over with the Big Ten now for about 10 or 12 years, had a lot to do with it. And so everybody had a good time. The weather was a little chilly, so people, you know, left early, which was, understandable. But, you know, if you reflect back on it, I think everybody enjoyed it, whether you were an Ohio State fan, a Michigan State fan, a Badger fan. It was a great afternoon and evening.
Yeah, and it was a great hockey game, too. Back and forth you went. Kelly Gorbatenko scores in the third period to tie it. You go to overtime. It's still 3-3, and then you get into a shootout. But it was a heck of a hockey game.
It really was. And so I'm thinking, I was telling the team, you know, in between the regulation and overtime, I said, this is bad. I said, we're going to overtime. Who's going to win the game for us? This is going to be a great way to finish this whole day off. Unfortunately, we got into the shootout, and then, you know, with a lot of snow on the ice, instead of trying to shoot the puck in the net, we were trying to get a little too fancy. But again, you know, if I look back on the weekend, you know, the 3 points we earned on that Thursday night and then the 2 points we got, you know, or 1 point we got in Saturday's game, you know, if somebody would have told me before the series that we're going to have 4 out of 6 points, you're probably going to take that. And, you know, because they're, you know, they're a good team. They're one of the top teams in the country. And by playing both those games, you find a little bit more about yourself, one that we can play at a real high level. And so it should instill some confidence in us, especially the second half and, you know, you get the last couple weekends of the year.
Yeah. Talking with Mark Johnson here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. It was fun prior to the game at Wrigley. A.J. Harrison with Athletic Communications tweeted out a video of Mark Johnson from 2004 in which he was saying, take me out to the ball game at a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. It was June of 04. It was the same year that the movie Miracle was released, so there was some sort of promotional thing going on, and I got a true kick out of it that they were able to get the video from 20 years ago, and before you sing, you look at Steve Stone with a microphone in your hand telling the Cubs fans there, this is the Cubbies' year. Miracles do happen. And then you proceeded to sing, and you told me I didn't sing very well. No. I would have to agree, Mark.
Yeah, you definitely agree. So the same video was shown at our pregame meal that day, and so we had a lot of laughter going on amongst the teammates. But again, one of those unique experiences when you get a phone call to go do that, it's just like you get really excited. You obviously get nervous because now I'm going to sit up there with a Cubs jersey on and in front of 35 or 40,000 people. I'm going to expose myself. But it was great, and I was surprised AJ was able to come up with that. He had talked to the Cubs, and they were able to get it to him. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Following the series against Ohio State, Wisconsin returned home and played Minnesota State, which I mentioned at the outset of our conversation here with Mark Johnson, winning 6-2 and 3-1. Mark, you often talk about playing free, right? Preparing yourself and then go out and play free. There's a difference between playing free and playing loose, and you thought your team was a little loose this past weekend.
Yeah, and so, you know, you have an emotional series against, Ohio State, and then, you know, you come back, and again, it was nice to be at home and playing in front of our crowd. Both games were sold out, and you appreciate the fans coming out and supporting us. But yeah, the game was loose. And so, you know, if you're going to play, especially this time of year and the next month and a half, you know, we got to tighten things up. So as I told the team Saturday after the game, I mean, every game we learn about ourselves. And so what are we willing to do? Are we going to defend well? Are we going to control the neutral ice? Or are we going to turn pucks over and let the other team have opportunities? And so it'll come down to choices we made. Obviously, in Sunday's game, we were a little bit better, and it had similar footprints of the two games up at Mankato, where the first game, we weren't loose. We just turned the puck over a lot, found a way to win that game. They came back the second day and played really well and didn't give them much of anything, and won, I think it was 5-0. And these two games sort of mirror the same thing, where you're just a little bit loose. The first night, you learn from that. You play better the second night. Unfortunately, for us, their goalie played really good Sunday and made, I don't know, 50-plus saves.
Haley Hansen, 50 saves.
And that game you can lose real easy, 2-1 or whatever.
Right.
And then at the end of the game, you're looking, kicking yourself and say, okay, hats off to the goalie. She did that what she needed to do for them to win the game. So I look at it as a coach and as a teacher. It's like we just got to keep learning about the experiences that we've had and try to not play quite as loose and manage the puck better. But most coaches today are saying the same thing. So, you know, it's what can we teach our players? What can they learn, and can they go out and execute? And that's the process they have to continue to go, because you never get to a point where you say, hey, this is where we need to be. We're real good right now. Mm-hmm. No, you just got to keep working and working and getting better, because games are going to dictate whatever it's going to dictate, and then you have to be able to adjust. So in Saturday's game, if things are loose, you know, how can we tighten it up?
Yeah.
What are the things that our leadership group has to do? What do we have to say as coaches to try to tighten things up to give us a better chance to win? Because, you know, you get to the end and you get into a one-and-done game, it could be one little mistake or one opportunity you give the other team, and that's your season.
Yeah.
So this is a time to learn.
Yeah. With all that said, Wisconsin 22-1-1, tied for the best record in team history through 24 games. The 2015-16 team was 22-1-1, and the 2010-11 national championship team was 22-2. That's what makes it fun. I mean, we can talk about those numbers. That's all great, fine and good. You've lost one game in 24, but how are you going to be when it gets to crunch time in March when you're trying to win a national championship?
And that's what we as coaches, that's what I personally look at. It's, I'm not a big numbers guy, points guy, this, that, and the other. It's like, I'm a visual, what am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I trying to get the players to learn? And that's a process that takes time, and every team's going to be a little bit different. So, that's what, we come back, today that we're talking on a Tuesday, we talk about these things that happen over the weekend and how we can get better. Because you go up to St. Thomas and very similar to Mankato, You know, they're going to press you in the neutral zone. They got enough kids that can score. Don't take too many power plays because they've got a power play that can damage you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what do we want to do? And that's been the message for the last 10 days. It's like the burden's on us. Because if we play at a certain level, we're pretty good. But can we play at that level, and can we do it for a consistent period of time?
Right.
But the an interesting thing, too, is that Cubs game that I sang at, I'm driving down with a couple friends, and one of them is like a big-time Cubs fan. Okay. I mean, like a big-time Cubs fan, and he's waiting in his era for them to win the World Series. And so we get in there, and I haven't sung yet because it's the bottom of the first, and that's what the Cubs do. Mm-hmm. They completely bat around the lineup. I think they either got 9 or 10 runs in the first inning. And so my friend, we're sitting in a box, and he's sitting at the end of the first inning, and the score is whatever it is, 9 or 10, and nothing comes. And he's like, oh, my gosh, this is like a slice of heaven. I'm in a box. I got all this food, and the Cubs bat around.
And you're singing.
And I'm going to sing. How much better does it get?
That is classic. Did the Cubs win that game?
Yes, they hung on. Right, yeah.
All right. Again, Mark's Badgers go to St. Thomas Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Then home to play St. Cloud the 25th and 26th of January at Duluth, January 31st and February 1st. Minnesota at LeBron Arena, February 8th and 9th, in a bye week before the final weekend of the regular season at Bemidji, February 21st and 22nd. Have fun with this ride here. It is the dog days of the season, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, with 10 games left, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. We put ourselves in great position, and now we just need to be consistent for the next 10 games and get ourselves ready for what the next chapter looks like.
All right. That's head coach Mark Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Good luck to the Wisconsin women this weekend at St. Thomas. Only four home games left for Mark Johnson's club in the regular season. First round WCHA playoffs at Laban Arena. Best of three series, February 28th through March 2nd. The Wisconsin men open a four-game homestand before Michigan next weekend. It's Long Island this weekend at the Kohl Center. Pre-game Friday night with me and Ian Perrin at 6:30. Saturday night at 5:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. My thanks to head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson and our producer Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick, and this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
The morning show on WFHR, it's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny. That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in, James.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House, where President Biden is about to deliver his farewell address to the nation. The president will speak directly to the American people as he turns the page from 4 years as president and more than 50 years as a public servant.
The president has a lot to say, a lot of thoughts that he wants to share, really touch on the moment that we're in right now.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the speech will be positive.
It is not going to be partisan.
This legacy speech comes just a handful of days before President Biden leaves office and President-elect Donald Trump returns.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Negotiations for a Mideast peace deal have dragged on for months, but President Biden now says Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
CBS's Ramy Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
The first phase would last 42 days, and this would